before we get to the contents of the note and what it might mean, why is it locked up in a courthouse? Like, why wasn't it released as part of the Epstein document?
Yeah, so even before that, John, good morning to you. I think it's important to discuss whether it's authentic or not.
I want to get to that, but just tell me why it's locked up first.
So what happened is that it was under seal, and apparently judges have vast discretion with respect to whether they're putting something under seal, which means it's not in the public's view. It's not in the court records. If you go, and right now we have a system in federal court, state court too, where you can literally go into the docket and look at a variety of materials. Well, there are some materials that are sensitive that are not going to be in that docket because a judge in that judge's discretion will seal it. That's what they did here. Remember, this involves Tartaglione. Who's he? He's a person who was convicted. He was Jeffrey Epstein's cellmate, and he ultimately was convicted for four quadruple murder. And as a result of that and them sharing a cell, he purportedly, that is, Mr. Tartaglione, found the note, reported it to his lawyers. He had about 18 of them, by the way, over the course of time. And they got involved, the lawyers did, with respect, hey, what should we do with the note? How do we authenticate the note? Should we put the note under seal? It became the subject of a lot of controversy. The attorneys argued it was attorney-client privilege, incident to their communications and them seeking advice. And will Jeffrey Epstein claim that I actually, Tartaglione, his cellmate, killed him or tried to kill him? And so what do we do? And so the judge ultimately said it's going to be away from public view. It's going to be in a vault in the federal courthouse. And it has remained there for all this time.
Basically, a judge has it under his purview right now, involved in a separate case, which is why it was not part of the Epstein files per se. And the source here, this is from a cellmate charged with four murders, quadruple murder, who said he found the note and is the only person that we know so far to tell us what was on it. Time to say goodbye. So the credibility of the source?
Yeah, John, I think that's important to talk about. And at the time he was being charged, now he's convicted and he's serving these four life sentences. And so you have to question, right, what we call the veracity. Is it something that we could credit the fact that he said it? That I found this note, it said time to say goodbye. It had a smiley face. What am I gonna do now? Burst out in tears. They found nothing, meaning indicating what was on that particular note.